Pilate's question is our text. Shall I crucify your king? Have you ever been in the presence of a king? What about the president of the United States, or maybe a former president, or anyone elected to a high office? Maybe there are one or two of you here this morning who've had that privilege. Just thinking about such an experience makes my knees tremble a little bit. Kings and queens, monarchs, rulers, presidents, these words call up mighty and majestic images in our mind, do they not? And what about the king in the Good Friday story, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews, what Pontius Pilate called him on the sign placed on the top of his cross? Nothing we know of earthly rulers or kings prepares us for seeing that king nailed to a cross. Nothing makes my knees tremble more as I think of that king dying for me. What about you? Yes, what about you? Shall I crucify your king? When we look at the whole story that led up to the cross, that's a question that needs to be asked of each one of us. For Good Friday really is the story of the enthronement, the making of a king. That story began earlier on Good Friday morning as Jesus stood before the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. The Jewish leaders wanted Jesus killed. Their own laws prevented them from doing this. And so they brought Jesus to Pilate, hoping that Pilate would see Jesus as a threat to the Roman Empire and would do their dirty work for them. But Pilate was not going to be pushed around. So he asked Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" When Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world," Pilate took that as a yes answer. By the way, three times in this part of John's gospel, Jesus is called the King of the Jews. First in Pilate's question, second as the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head and arrayed him in a violet robe and then mocked him, crying out, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And finally, Pilate, on the sign that he put on the cross. Just looking at that sign had to remind the Jewish leaders of Pilate's earlier question, "Shall I crucify your king?" That sign, an international proclamation of Jesus' kingship, written in three languages, was really meant to spite the Jews. Pilate meant it all as a joke. Pilate meant it for spite. Pilate meant it in cruelty. But Pilate was right. As the representative of the most powerful nation on earth, his sign proclaimed to the whole world that Jesus of Nazareth was indeed the king. No other king has been enthroned or made a king the way Jesus was, lifted up on a cross and hung out to die. What a downer it was on that lonely hill outside of Jerusalem when he, the Son of God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, was crucified as a common criminal. The Good Friday crucifixion story turns all that we think we know about monarchs and kings and rulers upside down and inside out, does it not? Look at our Lord again. He, our true King, carried a cross to his own death. And yet from that cross he said to all rulers and powers on this earth, "You have no power over me. You have no power over me unless it is given to you from above." In death, our Lord wins the greatest victory of all for you, for me. And now, he rules over sin and death and all that tries to take true life away from us. He helps us look up when life's tragedies and crises have us only looking down. He takes our fears, whatever they may be, and changes those fears into challenges. Yes, the Good Friday message that Christ, our Lord and King, has finished the work of saving us is a message that keeps us looking up instead of looking down. Despair and oppression, hopelessness died that day. Our crucified King began his rule that day. And because he rose again, and in that resurrection declared his victory over sin and death, we believe that his rule over us will last forever. Our despair is also set free. Our hopelessness now becomes hopefulness. Yes, our crucified King lives and rules. The kings of this world shall become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. So what's your answer to Pilate's question? Shall I crucify your King?